And now on Coffs Coasting, the 2HC Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au.
Stephen Fenwick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you today?
Pretty good. It's been a busy day, but I did have the chance to actually talk to somebody from Google on a kind of a technology-related basis. Apparently, Google can predict who's going to win the Oscars.
Is that right? Yeah, so they've got like a little algorithm, have they?
Well, no, they basically went through the search results for last year's Oscars and tried to put a pattern together. So apparently George Clooney's going to win Best Actor and Rooney Mara will win Best Actress.
Rooney Mara over Meryl Streep and Viola Davis? I don't think so.
Well, no, but there you go. They did say to me, though, don't put money on this.
Yeah, it's never a popularity contest, the Oscars. It's, some stranger things have happened.
Yeah, certainly is. Now, well, lots of new things happening in technology. PlayStation have got a new, or Sony have got a new PlayStation machine out.
They do, yeah, the PS Vita. It's their new handheld console. Probably, I've reviewed it on Tech Guide today. It is probably the most powerful portable gaming console that we've ever seen. It's got a great big 5-inch OLED screen, but it's a touch screen as well, but it's also got all the physical controls that you see on your normal PlayStation 3, including the dual analog sticks, the joysticks, all the shoulder buttons, the directional keys. So if you're a dedicated gamer who wants more than just a casual experience on their smartphone, then the PS Vita really ticks all the boxes.
So this is the replacement for the PSP, is it?
Yes, it is. Well, it is the successor to the PSP. Far more powerful than the PSP, I've got to say. It's probably got more in common with the PlayStation 3 console itself than the old portable system. The PSP will still be available at the very low-end entry-level price, but the PS Vita's really taken it to the next level. It's got a fast processor. Again, all those physical controls, some great launch titles and titles that we're going to see that have been huge on the consoles, including Uncharted, Call of Duty, FIFA, all those big titles, Little Big Planet, all those major titles are all being prepared for the PS Vita as well. So if you're it's a no-brainer. It's going to appeal to the dedicated gamers. If it can get through to that next level of casual gamers, then I think Sony's got a success on their hands with the PS Vita.
And be honest with us, you've already put your name on the list for Call of Duty, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. I'm a huge Call of Duty fan. I'm really looking forward to the fact that that's going to be on there. Will you consider Call of Duty is the most the most successful entertainment release of all time? And I think the news that Call of Duty, that you can play Call of Duty on this device now. Those dual analog sticks that I told you about are similar to what you would find on the PlayStation 3 controller. Now, the PSP didn't allow you to play those kind of first-person shooter games like Call of Duty because it didn't have those dual analog sticks. Now, having those dual analogs is probably the best feature of the Vita because it's going to open it up to a wider range of games, including the very popular first-person shooter. So I think once Call of Duty hits this thing, on the strength of that alone, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go out and buy it.
What sort of money were you looking at?
They're $350 for the Wi-Fi only version. They've also got a Wi-Fi plus 3G version, so you can connect on the go. You can play online against other people, and that's $420. So, they're not cheap, but again, if you're a dedicated gamer who wants a more immersive mobile experience rather than just sort of playing Angry Birds on your smartphone, then this device will appeal to that kind of gamer.
And, of course, if you want to play Words with Friends on your iPhone, having one of these would prevent the kind of problems that Alec Baldwin had on the flight.
That's right. Although this does have a connection, so you'd have to turn off the wire, put it in airport mode, because it does have a 3G and a Wi-Fi connection.
Fair enough. Motorola have made another assault on the tablet market.
That's right. Motorola's Zoom 2. Now, we saw the Zoom last year, the original Zoom, which was an impressive product, but I wasn't a huge fan of the original Zoom. I thought it was okay, but they've really lifted their game for the Zoom 2. I've got to say, it's a hugely improved device. It's been redesigned in terms of the look of it. It's got a pretty dynamic design. It's thinner and lighter than the previous model, running a higher level of Android operating system. It's got tapered edges, so it's very comfortable in your hand. There's also a few Moto features in it, like MotoCast, which is a way to access all your data that's sitting on your computer. You can access it anywhere you've got an internet connection through the tablet as well. So that's another one to look out for. The one downside of it, though, it's pretty expensive for my money. I think 10-inch tablet, $720. It's more expensive than the iPad. So I don't know what Motorola were thinking there. You can buy it through Telstra stores on a plan, but you can also buy it outright for $720. But I'd say that that price needs to be a little bit more competitive if they want to be any competition to the iPad.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you had a trip to Norfolk Island last week to check out some new cameras.
I did. In fact, last week's segment, Steve, you may have heard some background noise. I was actually at the airport ready to board my flight to Norfolk Island. It was for Panasonic's, the launch of Panasonic's new Lumix cameras and camcorders. The reason they took us to Norfolk Island is not only to show us the new devices themselves, but for us to have an opportunity to use them and shoot in really scenic surroundings. I don't know whether you've been to Norfolk Island before, beautiful historic island. So it was wherever you pointed the camera, there was the beautiful things to shoot and a great way to demonstrate the power of the new devices. So the new Lumix cameras, there's the Travel Zoom, the TZ, the Stylish Zoom, the SZ, the FT, which is the tough camera that can go underwater up to 12 metres. But there's a couple of new features, one being GPS. Now, you could actually plot your pictures. It embeds the longitude and latitude of your images so that when you get home, you can plot them on a map. But you can also view a map on the device on the camera itself. So if you're travelling, you can see where you took all of your favourite photos. You can go back to those areas, look at other little points of interest and other landmarks, and actually use it to navigate to all those other places as well.
That's a great idea, especially for holiday makers, etc.
Absolutely, yeah. And another feature that I really liked was the panorama feature. Now, panorama lets you sweep the camera left to right, you know, up or down, and get this sweeping panoramic shot. If anyone wants to have a look, I've written a story on Tech Guide. It's under the reviews column, the Panasonic new Lumix camcorder range, it's called, our camera camcorder range, the headline says. I've taken a couple of shots on Norfolk Island. One of them was a panoramic shot, which as you sweep it from left to right, right to left, or however you want to do it, it records all those images and actually stitches them together in the camera to give you this amazing wide shot that looks really picturesque. So if you've got those really sweeping shots, a beautiful landscape, it really showcases it.
That's phenomenal. That's a fantastic idea.
It's a great feature, yeah. The Lumix cameras have really stepped up in class. The 2012 range have got improved optical zoom, improved processors so that in low light conditions you get really good pictures. The camcorders have also stepped up a gear, broadcast quality at the top end with three sensors in the top end model, the X900. So you're shooting excellent, really warm, vibrant colours that, like I said, is broadcast quality video.
And what sort of price range are we looking at?
Oh, you're starting at about $129 for the camera. So there's what I like about the range is that there's something for everyone. If you want just a beginner's point and shoot, it's there, right up to the travel zoom, which gives you manual controls if you want to take a bit more control over the pictures. And that they go up to about $449. The camcorders start $300-$400, right up to $1,799 for the X900M. So great choices there, whether you're a beginner or an enthusiast, across the whole Panasonic Lumix camera and camcorder range.
Yeah, and a respectable brand too. Now, something that we're seeing in a lot of new cars these days is reversing cameras. If you've got an older car, there's an option for you now too.
That's right, yeah. Well, many new cars now come standard with a reversing camera, which is a terrific idea, especially if you're driving a bigger car. You want to see what's behind you, not only to protect yourself and your family, your kids might be in the driveway, but also to even get into those tight parking spots as well. So if you've got an older car and you want to incorporate a reversing camera, Strike Australia have just come up with a couple of cameras. They've got the bullet camera, which can be fitted flush on your bumper bar. And there's also the butterfly camera, which has got a clip that can be mounted without screws on the back of the car as well. And accompanying the cameras is a 7-inch LCD monitor, which can be purchased separately. And all the cables and mounts all come with the cameras. So you probably need a professional install that might cost you a little bit of money. But overall, the cameras themselves, they're $89 each. And the monitor's $179. So that's a pretty affordable solution for those who want to incorporate the reversing camera and, you know, help avoid, you know, for very small price to pay for peace of mind, avoid possibly tragic consequence of reversing in your camera if you've got young kids.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of that lately too, some high-profile examples too.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, this is a really good solution and, you know, it's an affordable one too.
Yeah, great idea, and I think everyone should have one. Steve, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Catch up with you next week.
No worries.
Steve Fenwick from techguide.com.au, and if you want further information on those products that we talked about, techguide.com.au is the website. Some great interactive buyer's guides and things like that, and reviews from one of the best tech guys in the business. You're on Coffs Coasting. I'm Stephen Senatiempo.